Hey Anchor fam, what is going on? It's your girl Sharice. July is already here. We are well into the seventh month of 2019. Can't believe it. Ignited and excited about it. You know, I was thinking today about church. I have had some struggles with church probably over the last 7 years or so. It's been about 6 years. Has it been 6 years? Yeah, oh my gosh. This December, it's been 7 years since I was an official church member anywhere. I cannot believe that. Whoa, that went by fast. So, December of 2012, I decided to leave my last church. I had been there for 4 years. And it was great in a lot of ways. Ultimately, the church just didn't align with some of my foundational feelings about how church should go, or about praise and worship and some other things. And so I left, and you know, still watch them online from time to time and things like that, but It just wasn't really connecting to my spirit to stay there and be a full-blown member and tithe and serve and all of that under that particular church. And you know, I've attended, excuse me, a few other churches since that time, and I'm going to tell you, I don't feel very optimistic, to be honest with you, about finding a church home that I really connect to and take to. I don't know about that. I don't really know about that. I think a lot of churches are kind of full of it, if you will. It seems like it's just the fundamental essence of what I feel church should be about. And it's not about finding a perfect church or finding people who always do and say the right things. I don't think that exists. But I think there should be some foundational things, like we give, we support, we encourage, we embrace, those types of things. And I just haven't found a church that has really gotten to the core of those things. And you would think, really? But no, it's so much about, to me, it seems to be so much about show, and you know, the church is not taking a real stance about certain things. And I sometimes just wonder, what is the point? You know, what is the point? What is the purpose? But with that being said, I want to remain encouraged. I still attend church, though not every single Sunday, but I do attend on a pretty regular basis. And but I just can't, I'm just not led. I feel like, you know, when you are tithing, and that's a whole other topic, you're tithing and you're giving offering unto the church. And then when you are in need, when you're in need, there's a whole interview process about, well, are you tithing? Are you offering? Are you serving? How long have you been a member? And I'm like, does that all really count? But yet there's all these collections taken and videos filmed of you building churches and water wells in Africa and Mexico and Haiti and all of these different places. And I'm thinking, how is it that we can do that for lesser? And I believe that we should in other parts of this world, but we can't take care of Sister Barbara's light bill without, you know, a fourth degree, you know, interrogation. It's just, I just think it's really bogus. And I think a lot of churches are on some stuff, you know, that I don't want to be a part of. So I'm just letting that marinate and rest for a little bit. And I wanted to share that. Also wanted to check in and see how everyone's second half is going with 2019 is going by so fast. So much to catch you guys up on, and hopefully we will get to do that at another time. All right, take care. Hope all is well. Bye-bye.